Students across the country are out of school right now because of the coronavirus. Many state and local officials have told parents that the closure is just for a few weeks. But this week, Kansas became the first state to suspend all K through 12 in-person classes for the rest of the school year. Here's Governor Laura Kelly.
Unprecedented circumstances threaten the safety of our students and the professionals who work with them every day, and we must respond accordingly.
Joining us now is Charles Faust. He's the superintendent of schools for Kansas City. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
What's been the reaction? I mean, what have you been hearing from parents and students?
Well, I think it's more of the anxiety of when will we be back in school? What is that going to look like? And then, you know, parents who were saying, hey, I didn't sign up to be a teacher. I've never taught before. Or we've had the questions of, you know, the grandparents or the caregivers who were taking care of our students. How do we make sure that they are going to get the education that we had been giving them before? So it's all of the unknowns.
Let's dig into some of those, if you don't mind. And I understand you're at the beginning stages of this, but it is one thing for teenagers, you know, people in high school or even older middle school who might be able to use some self-discipline, sit down in front of a computer. But
right.
What about the younger kids? Parents are going to have to be involved.
Yes, they are. So all of our kids, we have the capacity to give all of our kids technology, every one of them. And so they are putting together an opportunity for parents to come, caregivers to come and pick up a device. And as they pick up those devices, these are for the individuals who are, we'll say, kindergarten through eighth grade. They can come pick up the device, and they're going to give them a quick crash course on how to set up the technology so you'll have the Wi-Fi hotspot ability. And then we are also having a phone bank for individuals to call in so that we can help walk them through.
Obviously, so many parents are working from home, so that's going to be a stretch on them. These people are trying to do their jobs so they can get a paycheck. That's one thing. What about the kids who don't even have a reliable parent at home? I mean, maybe it is that grandmother raising several kids. Maybe it's a single parent.
Absolutely.
How do they manage?
So what we are going to be attempting, we're going to be attempting videos so that we can put these on YouTube. Some of this is going to be enrichment. And again, just alleviating all of the anxiety that we can, but actually saying that, hey, this may not work the first time, but it is what we're calling trial and error. And if we find that there are parents who are really, really struggling, you know, we are not above going out to a house or having someone come and us showing them what they need to do.
Kansas City, like a lot of cities, frankly, before the coronavirus, already suffered from a big educational divide, right? Students from wealthier families had more resources and as a result did better in school. Are you afraid this decision precipitated by this pandemic is going to exacerbate that divide?
We know that this will not be the perfect setting for anyone. And of course, there are the haves and the have-nots. But what we're wanting to make sure is that we level a playing ground by providing access with resources and calling. And so it will not be your traditional educational atmosphere. I will say that there's no way that we can provide that at this point. But I think giving us some guidance and, you know, looking through the trial and error and what works, I don't know if it'll be perfect, but we will get the plane off the ground. So again, like I said, we're going to be taking insight from parents, from our community, from our teachers, because this is not a district office assignment. This is a community assignment that we're going to be doing to provide the best that we can in these situations.
Right. And I think it helps to hear your optimism, right? You sort of don't have another choice in your job.
Right.
But
right.
At the same time, I'm sure you acknowledge to yourself that some kids are going to get lost in this, right?
Right, right. Some kids, even, you know, some of our teachers who are not tech savvy will also fumble. And so our goal is to keep our lines open and, you know, to check on them, to make sure that they're okay. As the leader, I need to be optimistic because I do believe that we have the right people. We have the right staff in place who, if anyone can do it, Kansas City, Kansas Public Schools, employees can help pull this off.
All right. Well, we so appreciate your time. Charles Faust, the superintendent of schools for Kansas City, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.